Good evening. This is Shubhashachi Bhattacharya with regional news. The State Election Commission today announced by-elections to 54 Gram Panchayat and 2 Jila Parishad constituencies spread over 23 districts in the state on November 6 next. The date of issuance of public notice is October 9, while the last date of filing nomination will be on October 16. Date of scrutiny of nominations is fixed on October 18, and last date of withdrawal of a nomination will be October 21. Counting of votes will take place on November 8. State Election Commissioner Rinchin Tashi today told media that with the announcement of the by-elections, the Model Code of Conduct has come into force in the jurisdiction of the respective Jila Parishad and Gram Panchayat constituencies. Tashi said that polling will be held in 73 polling stations and over 500 election officials will be involved, excluding security personnel, in the process. The center today approved the release of around 45 crore rupees disaster assistance to the flood affected Sikkim. The amount is the central share from the state disaster response fund to the state for the year 2023-24. The move is aimed at helping the state in providing relief measures to the affected people. The Union Home Ministry has also constituted an inter-ministerial central team to make an assessment of damages caused due to flash floods. The ministry said the team will visit the affected areas of the state shortly, and based on its assessment, further additional central assistance to Sikkim will be approved. 2 days back, due to incidents of cloudburst and flash floods, a sudden surge in flows in the Tista River washed away several bridges, parts of NH10, the Chungthang Dam, and impacted several small towns and infrastructure projects in Sikkim. In a remarkable display of expertise and innovation, the Faculty of Agriculture Sciences, Rajiv Gandhi University, made a significant impact at the recently concluded Megha Startup Expo 2023 organized by Northeastern Hill University, Nehu, Shillong, Meghalaya. The RGU team, led by Dr. Arindam Burman, Associate Professor and HOD Horticulture, showcased their prowess in the event. The team received a prestigious award on being adjudged as the best stall exhibitor. Meanwhile, RGU Vice Chancellor Professor Saket Kushwaha lauded the team's exceptional achievements and encouraged them to continue to bring laurels to the faculty in particular and RGU in general. As part of 69th National Wildlife Week, October 2-8 celebration, Environment and Forest Minister Mamanathung today inaugurated a photo exhibition themed Wildlife Photographs of Arunachal Pradesh at Biological Park, Itanagar. He also released a book titled Splendid Wildlife Habitat of Arunachal Pradesh. Addressing the gathering, Nathung appealed to the people to respect the wildlife and not to disturb the ecosystem. As part of the week-long celebration, essay writing and drawing competitions were earlier held among the school children. Prizes for these competitions were also distributed today to the winners. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that central and state agencies have succeeded in firmly curbing all forms of terrorism in the country in the last 9 years. Shah was speaking after inaugurating a two-day anti-terror conference organized by the National Investigation Agency, NIA, in New Delhi yesterday. He said model anti-terrorist structure should be established under the purview of NIA. He said the hierarchy, structure and standard operating procedures of investigation of all anti-terrorism agencies in all states should be made uniform for better coordination between central and state agencies. The Home Minister emphasized that all anti-terrorism agencies must adopt such a ruthless approach so that a new terrorist organization cannot be formed. India crushed Japan 5-1 in the men's hockey final to win gold medal at the ongoing Asian Games in Hangzhou on Friday. With this win, the men's team also booked a ticket for the 2024 Paris Olympics. India equaled South Korea for second most gold in men's hockey with 4 after Pakistan, the most successful team with 8 gold medals in the Asiads. India had previously won the gold medal in 1966, 1998 and 2014. Harmanpreet Singh 32-59, Manpreet Singh 25, Amit Rohidas 36 and Abhishek 48 scored the goals for India. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.